We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio.
Oh, we had the intro playing there, so we're at the top of the hour, third hour here, just to get it correct. That was the intro of the show, a little malfunction. We're going to jump to our next guest. Thank you, Yah, for coming on the show. That was an awesome interview. As always, great talk with you. I'm sure I'll talk to you again soon. We're going to jump to our next interviewing guest, a regular to the show, Dr. Kent Mezplay. He believes that sustainability is security, especially with instability in climate. It is important to enact policies and behaviors encouraging less consumption, promoting local independence, enhancing solutions, and affording people of all levels of training and education have basic economic well-being. He also, you can check out his website, Dr. Kent Mezplay. He has mezplay.org is his website. He's also involved with the Green Party. He was presidential candidate for 3 times now. He ran against, I should say, Jill Stein, who won for the candidacy. But hopefully he runs again, and with our help we can boost him up to the top, because what the Green Party stands for is just awesome. They don't accept corporate money, and they don't lobby. You know, so pretty much if you knock those things out anyways, it's an uphill battle. But hopefully with policies changing, things happening, and the awakening, that these policies and stuff do change, because that's why we're here talking about these topics that is taboo to mainstream media, because this is the stuff that needs to get out that will change these policies so that we can make a difference, and make a difference in everything across the board, education, food, water, everything. So with that, Dr. Kent Mezplay, thank you for coming on the show. How are you this evening?
Hey, Joan, I'm doing great. It's great to be on your show and to be back. And yes, to answer that question that you posed, I do intend to be a presidential candidate again for the Green Party. I've been a candidate in the last cycles, as you said, in the last 3 cycles, in the primaries, but I work full-time, so I've done this on the weekends. The challenge for any candidate, apart from organizing, of course, is to raise money, and that's part of the problem with politics in the U.S. is that the money that's involved can and does corrupt the system. For a long time, I've spoken out about climate change and how important it is for us to adapt to it, and also to mitigate the factors so that it doesn't worsen. I've also been an advocate for Native people. I do have Native American background as well as European American, and I grew up in a rainforest, so I have great respect for indigenous cultures. So what I'm going to do in 2016 is really work to bring out tribal issues in the United States, issues of the agreements, the treaties that were signed with the United States that the U.S. government has not upheld. And my big issue is sustainability. When people are reliant upon themselves, then they're better off. And what's happening worldwide, and I do want to talk about my recent adventures in Northwest Siberia.
Absolutely.
What's happening worldwide is that there's a move. There are pressures that take Native people away from their roots, from their connection to their natural environment. And this is a trend that needs to be reversed for their sake, and it is in some places successfully. The international community, for example, through the group Avaz, which means voice, A-V-A-A-Z, has done a lot of good in South America, some tribal people have actually received title to their land. So they couldn't.
Well, Ken, hold on right there. We got to cut to a commercial break. We can pick up right where we left off, and we'll get right back into that. So hold on right there. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're now joined by Dr. Kent Mezplay. Before we left, Kent, you were talking about your different things that you're going for in your 2016 run for presidency. So if you wanted to continue, we're talking about the Native American initiatives you're doing.
Right. In the past, I've talked, of course, about how we need to change our political system. Greens and libertarians do see eye to eye on some of these issues, especially how we need to open up our political system and include ballot-qualified candidates in debate. And I've talked about climate change as being a serious issue, and I've also been an advocate for Native people. But in 2016, I'm putting the Native issue foremost. Those who have little voice and who are not very well understood deserve to be stood up for. Plus, this is part of my ancestry. And also, really, I look at tribal communities not so much as being behind where we are, but in some instances actually serving as a good model in terms of their self-reliance, a good model for the rest of us who are not very well connected to place. I think many of your listeners know that we need to be growing more of our own food, and I've heard more than one of your advertisers talk about as much, especially with food prices rising. But before, I didn't want to spend too much time talking about my political work, but rather I have some interesting stories to tell.
Sure. How was your trip to Siberia with the natives?
Oh, it was intense. I'd heard about adventure travel, but on this trip I heard about extreme travel. My friend from work and I took a direct flight from L.A. to Moscow. And then we had, get this, a 54-hour train ride. And that was an experience. The tracks toward the end of the line were built by Gulag labor, and people associate the Gulags with Siberia because this is where Stalin had sent political prisoners and others, and of course they were used for forced labor. The environment is very harsh. Lest I forget, I want to say that one of the last lessons I learned from the natives, the Nenets, N-E-N-E-T-S, is who they are, in the Yamal, Y-A-M-A-L, peninsula, is that one really shouldn't be afraid of the cold. It's not just cold there, Jonah. It's intensely, dangerously, bitterly, brutally cold. I'd never experienced such cold. In Colorado, I've experienced 20 below zero. But on this trip, I experienced 60 to 70 degrees below zero Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Yeah, and really what's wise for outsiders to do when they go into such places is to really listen to the natives and follow the local guidance. Our main guide who set this up is a fellow named Ed Valence. He's from Oxford originally. And so he's an Englishman, and he teaches English in Russia, and he has earned the respect of a lot of the locals. So he's one of the few outsiders who knows his way around. And anyway, after we got to the end of the train line and the real adventure began, we took a trek all on a frozen ice road. I think some of your listeners maybe in the U.S. have seen a show called Ice Road Truckers.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, lakes freeze over. So on this trip, I was thinking, let me see. You want to fasten your seatbelt so there's a body to recover if you fall through the ice. You don't leave your seatbelt off. Most people who fall through don't survive. Well, for about 180 or so kilometers, we were on this frozen river, the Ob River, which runs to the east of the Yamal Peninsula. And the tires are large enough that had we fallen through, we probably could have swum out. The vehicle would float. At the end of this, we were at what basically is the last outpost. It's Yarsale, which is spelled Y-A-R-S-A-L-E. It's the capital of the Yamal Peninsula. It was founded in 1927. And so this is a very remote village that is more readily accessible in winter than in summertime because, of course, when the river and the Gulf of Ob thaw, there's no way to drive up there. One would have to take a more expensive helicopter ride. Plus, there are mosquitoes. So from Yarsale, what we did is we had a pretty intense two-hour sled ride behind a snowmobile, and that alone was quite a story because there's no shock absorption or anything. And as I climbed into this sled, and we had provisions packed around us, we were leaning against a barrel of diesel fuel, and this was late in the day, so we ended up being in the dark wondering how we'd survive. But as I sat down, our guide came out with, of course, a bottle of vodka. Everyone in Russia drinks at every occasion for some celebration. Well, the modus operandi was to basically limber up the passengers so that they wouldn't suffer from whiplash on this bumpy ride. And so for 2 hours we were out there, and it got colder and colder, and it was dark. It was beautiful, but I learned that had something gone wrong and had we broken down, the way to survive is to bury oneself in the snow because it's warmer and to wait for help. So that's one technique. But really the interesting part is when we got to the end of this long journey, and a lot of Westerners haven't been there, a lot of outsiders have not. There have been film crews, and that's something that Ed hosts as well. And for the most part, what I've encountered from talking with them is that a lot of the people who go out there are interested in photographing the Nenets, who are reindeer herders. They raise reindeer, they follow the reindeer migration routes, and they live off reindeer. One really can't be a vegetarian in this place. The attraction for me was that I got to be with people. We lived for 5 days with a family in their chum, which is their term for a teepee. I got to live with people who are very much like my Native American ancestors in how they lived, just in a colder climate. And there, rather than working with bison, they work with reindeer, who are, you know, the reindeer are beautiful animals. I got up close to them, and they're gentle and fierce. And again, you know, this environment is difficult for outsiders, but the people there choose to maintain their nomadic way of life. They could have it easier in more cushy, warm homes farther south in places like Yarsele, but 50%, a full half of the people, decide to maintain this traditional way of life. And so I wore traditional clothing and stayed warm when I was outside. Reindeer fur clothing, which is just ingenious. I could probably spend half an hour just talking about their tools and their clothing. And I also, before we left, got to see the woman of the household make thread for sewing from reindeer sinew. So they're very self-reliant. They bring in water from the lake and frozen hard-packed snow and melt it. They have a wood stove in the center of the chum, the teepee, for heating and cooking. And the Nenets largely have a local economy, and that they sell reindeer meat to their more settled relatives. And also they sell the antlers. People in the Orient view antler powder as an aphrodisiac, which is really tragic when one talks about rhinoceri. But with reindeer, of course, they naturally shed their antlers every year. So that's not so traumatic, but it actually brings in a lot of money for the local people. It's a very harsh way of life for those who aren't accustomed to it. But again, one needn't be afraid of the cold, and one really needs to move quickly. They follow the reindeer on their migration patterns. So basically they watch the reindeer, and they're at risk of losing their herds if they stay too long in one place. Because the reindeer, and I saw this, with two fell swoops, back kicks of a forepaw, they clear all the snow down to the lichen and the other edibles that are under there. And when that food is depleted, then they need to move. They have their traditional sleds. They have their transport reindeer that pull the sleds. But also, they're borrowing from some of our modern amenities. So one sees more and more snowmobiles that are used to help herd the reindeer. So they got to experience herding. They also have dogs. So when we slept inside this chum, the wood stove is off at night, by the way. So the first night we woke up, we figured it was about 10 degrees below zero. It would have been warmer sleeping inside a freezer.
Wow.
And there are dogs inside and puppies, and the puppies were shivering, so they'd climb into our coats. One sleeps in one's coat because, you know, that's really the only way to do it. But again, these are native people, the Nenets, and they've gone to Russian school. So in the same way here in the U.S., on most of the reservations, one finds people who speak English. There, in their traditional communities, the people speak Russian. So our English guide spoke Russian, and that's how we communicated with the native people. So I had a really good time. There was a storm, whiteout conditions. We couldn't even see the chum next
wow.
door or next class. Yeah, you may need to take a break. Just cut in when you need to. But
yeah, you got it. Hold on right there, Kev. We're going to take a quick commercial break. What an amazing trip to Siberia. Hold on right there. We'll be right back.
Corporate
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're now joined by Dr. Kent Mezplay, talking about sustainability and self-reliance and an amazing experience you just had in Siberia in 60, 70 below. I can't even imagine what that's like. And we have about 5 minutes left in this segment, Kent, and I want to read something because I had this clipping. It looks like a news clipping from like the 1940s or 50s. I don't know. But it shows this this Native American chief, and it's a joke, but it's titled "Where White Men Went Wrong," and it says, and I want to read this because it's so true. It says, "Indian chief Two Eagles was asked by a white U.S. government official, 'You have observed the white man now for 90 years. You've seen his wars and his technological advances. You've seen his progress and the damage he's done.' The chief nodded in agreement." The official continued, "Considering all these events, in your opinion, where did the white man go wrong?" The chief stared at the government official, then replied, "When white men find land, Indians running it. No taxes, no debt, plenty of buffalo, plenty of beaver, clean water, women did all the work, medicine man free, Indian men spend all day hunting and fishing, and all night having sex." Then the chief leaned back and smiled. Only the white man dumb enough to think he can improve a system like that. Now, that being said, taking it back to basics and taking it back to simplicity is where I'm trying to get. And it was what we're all trying to do with sustaining, self-sustaining our families and lives like they had it. So simple they had it. What do you say, Ken?
Yeah. There's a Cree saying, too, that only after the last tree has been cut down, the last river's been poisoned, only after the last fish has been caught, only then will you find that money cannot be eaten. So really it's important for us to grow more of our own food. I do want to touch on something else. There's an enormous natural gas reserve in the Yamal Peninsula, and what's happening is that Gazprom, the national energy company in Russia, is moving in, and it's disrupting the native way of life. Even where they bury the pipes, there's debris from construction, there are chemicals left, and the reindeer are very sensitive. So the Nenets are extremely concerned that their native way of life could be gone forever. But it's kind of a mixed bag, too, in that the Nenets do have political representation vis-a-vis Nenets in political positions. So their native culture has some advocacy politically, and that's really important. Wherever there is diversity, it's important for the minority voice to have at least some say, whereas here in the United States, it's a winner-take-all system. So the people are dealing with this force of change, which tends to pull them away from the native way of life, where they do have those freedoms and privileges, even though it can be a difficult life. Yes, you know, they have time with family. They don't have a mortgage on their teepees. And they're connected. They're very attuned to their local environment.
And how can listeners help and get involved?
Well, they can help by getting in touch with me at messplay.org. Also, if you do a search on Nenets, N-E-N-E-T-S, just learn more about them because, like other reindeer herders, there are ones also in Finland. These people, I think, are even more traditional. But like native people everywhere, the natural way of life is threatened. And really what we can all do, Jonah, in the bigger picture, is to not consume as much, not be as wasteful. Because for anyone using natural gas, for anyone using energy and doing it in a not very conscious manner, we're all contributing to this exploration, to this decimation of natural ecosystems, when we don't really think upstream as to where things come from. So I am hopeful for the future. I think that native people can have the best of both worlds, and we can get our feet grounded again, especially when we grow more of our own food and we get familiar with our own environment. So, again, my website's messplay.org, messplay.org. And if you contact me, I can get you in touch with the person who put on our tour. He takes very small groups, let's say two or three people. So it's about as eco-travel as it could be, except for some factors like the snowmobile needing fuel. But without that, it's a much longer ride. Instead of a two-hour trip, it would have been 6 to 8. I have a quick funny story to relate. You know, when it's around 50 below zero, it you know, toiletry is an issue. So when you're inside a teepee, of course, there is no restroom. You don't just open a door and find a toilet. One has to go out on the tundra. And that, too, has its own challenges. For guys, I wasn't told this. I saw a reindeer in the distance, but I learned really quickly. I went outside to urinate, and the reindeer heard this, and they rushed over. So I had about 10 reindeer who were hungry for minerals and for salt because there are no salt licks. They're intelligent animals, and as soon as they figured out what was going on, I saw their eyes just grow bigger, and they were really interested in, quite frankly, licking the urine. But there I am walking backwards trying to not get gored by antlers on these things. And you know, it's like, well, you know, in the travel brochure, so to speak, that would have been an important checkbox to have. So anyway.
Thank you, as always, for coming on, and what an amazing journey you had. Thank you.
Thanks, John. It's great to be on your show.
Public Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone, and I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. I actually took One World Way Proteinated to get some more because I'm out of it. It is pretty awesome stuff, so you should check that out. Anyways, we're going to jump to our last and final guest of the evening, a regular to the show. He has been on the show before. But just to give you a little background, once again, we have Ambassador Arcturus of High Council of Arcturus and also Arcturian Scientists. Arcturian Scientists, that's bringing ancient futuristic infotonic gadgets back to this dimension to help actively anchor light in this world. And that's what we're doing, we're all doing on a higher level, is bringing in light, bringing in this consciousness to help raise others so we can live harmoniously with the planet, because it's crazy what's going on. With that, Ra, thanks for coming on the show. How are you?
How are you? I have Krista with me. Last minute, she came back from a long shopping spree. So you have two ambassadors
Hi.
Here.
We're still human.
Yeah. We still have to build the ladder from the 3D to the 5D so we can bridge this entire thing.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for coming on. Lots of amazing things happen. First, give me a download on how the Starseed Conference was at the Sedona Public Library. I heard it was epic. Please do tell.
Yes, we could say was the first Starseed Alliance Conference in the world. And things start small. See it as like a fractal beginning that creates a greater fractal in the grander spectrum of things. It was awesome. Unfortunately, you couldn't make it because you got snowed in, so I heard.
We had a U.S. diplomat say that she believes in extraterrestrial life and that we are all diplomats, ambassadors, and helping each other step into our purpose. That's what we were there to share in our own.
Absolutely. And actually, Liz was on the show tonight, and Dr. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Colton talked about that, and that is so epic, man, to have a U.S. ambassador, like, in this vibe, and that's what's going on, so I don't even care what people say no more, because it's on, you know, it's on. You guys held it down. That's awesome,
Thank you. I
wish I could have made it there, but yeah, I could not, but there's more to come, and I'll be at the next one, so what's up?
Yeah, other events will make that possible. The next download that I'm getting is that the new systems are being developed, newer systems, new downloads.
Yeah.
There was, like, people would say, call it an epidemic or blame it on chemtrails or allergies. What's happening to the Earth now, the frequencies are being jacked up. Many people have nosebleeds or nose runs that are out of control, sneezing, aches and pains in certain parts of the body. Is because your genetic construct is being upgraded at a very drastic momentum because there's a lot more energy coming in, and we need to release the old storage of the pain body and the negative ego programming to receive the next light that's coming in. Those are called the star seeds that, like, on a front line, the leading edge technology feelers, we get it the worst. Basically, we pave the way so it's not as ruptures for the others coming in. And the downloads get more fantastic and more complex, better than any psychedelic trip you can imagine, because it's done by the body chemistry of your superpower, super CPU brain, bringing it in, thus allowing you to see more, to see yourself more, to understand the personality program. It's just a part of what is the called the so-called human aspect, that the galactic parts are aligning, the aspects of self are aligning, and we're all coming in together in this, joining in this great awakening that is an ongoing process as we accumulate more data and bring more people together that understand that without thinking you're going crazy. It's like we share the same experience and it's bleeding through. It's unstoppable right now.
It is. And you can see it everywhere. I see it with my own friends and other people. And Krista, you are one who channels the Orion High Council, and lots of energies have shifted since December 21st as Ra has so eloquently put and so beautifully spoken, and now the energies, the frequencies are jacked up, they're shifted up, lots of people are feeling it. Mercury is not in retrograde anymore, things are direct, so lots of things are flowing. Give us a download on the Orion High Council, what energies are happening, what are they communicating, what are they saying through these times?
Okay, well, they've been dropping some very direct bits of information for my clients, because I do have channeling sessions for them. They tell them they each have their own ship even. And I mean, I've been meeting more and more commanders, ambassadors, and people who I am connected with. And Orion Council really shows us the higher picture. They want us all to see the effects of when we step up into our power, how so many thousands of people are affected by our choice. And we are responsible for thousands to prepare them for what is to come. So basically, we have to get over our fear before any kind of contact can happen. They're coming in electric devices. They've been coming in like that since the 50s. But right now, it's on a mass scale. So they say the more people that are awake, the easier it is for ascension to happen. And you can read more about these sort of details in my new book. It's called Orion Council Here, and it's available in paperback version on my website. So that's really good news.
Awesome.
And, so much is happening. Yeah, I wish I could share it all.
Yeah, fresh off the press, her book is out now. We're very happy, and we're doing it ourselves, you know, not going to any big companies. She's doing self-publishing. And it's already selling. It's already, like, people that are on Facebook are ordering. So, like, ongoing current, it'll be sold out, and she has to reprint soon. So that's really taking off. That's
I'm already ready for the next book, which is going to be a book of symbols, they've said, which are mostly Andromedan symbols, because we're all connected upstairs. So they're really just showing me that, and other beings, you know, Lyrans coming in. It's just incredible.
And I just want listeners to know, Ra and Krista, you guys are my age, in the early 30s, and you're both recently, I say recently, within the last 5 years, really awakened to this information that you're talking about. So listeners that are hearing this, this is not something that, like, you read in a book or YouTube. This is information that's coming to you from a remembrance of already knowing this information. And exactly. That's what listeners need to understand. This is information that's coming down fresh off the press from higher levels of consciousness, and also fresh off the press of just you remembering who we really are. And that's all we're trying to do, is get that information out, is just do your own soul searching to figure out who we really are and connect on a higher level, because we all are. And Ra, you bring in this technology that also helps align this stuff and speed it up. And yes. I know you have some new things out. So tell us about some of the new technology devices that you've developed.
So the new thing that I have out, which will be online, like it's already available, but I haven't done a video about it yet, is an oil that gets your body structure in alignment, in your 12-dimensional shielding, up and proper running. So I have these oils. I have created orgone devices unlike any other orgone you find on the planet, because I found out, like, alchemically, if you powder certain mixtures and mix it in a resin, the piezoelectric effect is like I've made a 7-step pyramid for a friend of mine and placed it under his bed, and he said he couldn't sleep the first 4 days. So it's to help train your light body to adjust to higher light levels. These tools basically will become, whoever you find, whoever will sell it, will become mandatory. It's like not having the internet. It's like connecting to the Ethernet and really getting the training module going. So I have orgone devices that look like castles or pyramids.
And what are orgone devices? Give the listeners a breakdown, a download.
What you do is like a crystal under pressure creates a piezoelectric effect. So what you do is you mix, you mix a resin, which is inorganic, with crystals that are organic, and you create something of a shield. So the inorganic shield attracts any cosmic energy, and the crystal under pressure, once it's dried, it's like suspended, and then you use metal as copper beads or steel or, you know, shavings, and you mesh that together so the electromagnetic waves are attracted, basically sucks the EMF in and transforms it and harmonizes it and basically ionizes your room, freshens the air, keeps your spirit system clean, keeps your house clean, and make sure that the air is potent and charged with positive energy, because most of the energies in a regular square large house is stagnant and stiff. And orgone, if you can Google that, what orgone is cosmic life force enhanced, brought back to the alignment of minerals and crystals that you put in one system, whether it's geometry or it's egg-shaped, to rectify the energies that are around you, because we have to understand that we have to start to begin to live in environments that help to program our escrow in a positive manner. That's one part of the inventions. I'm working on a new Ra Omega key. That's not available yet. That's being basically, it's based on, I'm going beyond 12-dimensional shielding. I got the download for a 22-dimensional tree of life, with the colors, the assignment to the chakras, 7 for the third dimension, 7 for the fourth, 7 for the fifth, as in a bridge. Because people have to understand, is this alignment in the body takes place in the physical. Ascension is not a metaphysical thing, it's a very physical thing. People really, really have that really misconstrued in their head that it's going all meta and all etheric and theory. It really takes place in your body, and you need crutches, and I need that too, to help the light body align and structure with the physical blueprint of the body. So that will be the Ra Omega key. I have alignment oils that are called the Dreamion 22, which is an oil that's based on 22-dimensional chakratic repair systems. And soon I will do courses on that and teach how that works, what that looks like. I have the frequencies to that the world has not even heard, these frequencies that are all based on the master tuning of 432 hertz. So all sounds complex. Once It's applied. It's going to be a simple application to help you very quick to get into your super intelligence, to your infinite IQ. And yes, you heard me right. Cosmically, once you are tuned, your IQ is actually infinite because the database of the source is infinite. And that's the mission, basically. But these gadgets that I bring in help to inspire the energetic system to bring that in a physical, or anchor it in a physical form so people can go back to their alignment quicker. And that helps them to adjust better to the coming frequencies.
And when you get the plans for these downloads, this information comes in, because I've had you on the show, you've talked about a lot of different devices. You obviously have never like read anything on how to make these things. They obviously come from remembrance of self or higher levels of consciousness.
Yeah, it comes from remembrance of being a scientist on other planets, or being a high priest in Atlantis or Lemuria or Egypt, and things that I've acquired as such. And I remember those, and those come back like as a cosmic bank account, whatever you have acquired in any life form. You know, when you play computer games, you have certain avatars. You say, like in Guild Wars, you can have up to 10 characters simultaneously. Now imagine these are all your simultaneous and past and parallel lives. They all have potentials. One is an elven lord who has magical skills, and he's good in alchemic processes. And mixing tinctures. So that's that life you have mastered. Then the other one is maybe a dwarf who has a mastery of mining and finding minerals and sensing the environment where the minerals are hidden. So you master that. All of these come together now into your vessel, whatever being you have been in whatever lifetime, or you still are. Everything works together. Yeah,
I'm guided to share one quick story because he's talking about past lifetimes. Is that one of my clients was told by the Orion Council that in a past life she had made some sort of cave drawings, and in another lifetime I was the archaeologist who actually went and researched those cave drawings, and now we meet again in this lifetime, and they asked her if she would work with me on this book of symbols, and she was asking for guidance as to what kind of spiritual work to do. So it's really beautiful how we're all remembering each other and just coming together to just create magic again.
So see how this all helps support to work together, that we have to use our memory banks, stuff that we have acquired in past lives, and bring forth that memory. And the authenticity in this is, you can't lie about this anymore. You know, you can't claim to be an expert in something that you haven't mastered. That's real. It's like, if you're a NASCAR driver and a fourth grader steps up and comes up and says, I'm a NASCAR driver too. Well, it'll be put to the test, you know, how fit you are. And then it's shown, you know, where your skills are. And that the truth is basically in, can you do that? Can you deliver what you talk about? And though you will see a difference between, these are the experts now, these are the leading edge experts, and that it'll be clear basically who's who, you know.
Yeah, I definitely obviously feel that way as well. Otherwise, I would be on the radio doing what I'm doing, talking about what I'm talking about, and you guys as well. Because otherwise, 50-100 years ago, we'd be crazy, we'd be locked up, and that's the end of it. But today, obviously, something else is happening because we are here giving out this information, and people are awakening, remembering this information, and that's what's so powerful and beautiful about what we do, is just helping people remember. We're the ones we've been waiting for. And give out your information, Ra and Krista, where people can find out more of your gadgets and also your blog. And also, if they want to contact you and talk to you, where can they find out your information?
Okay, well, you can find my information on my YouTube channel, Arcturus Ra. That's the name of the channel, Arcturus, A-R-C-T-U-R-U-S, space R-A. And website is www.ra-key.com. And Krista?
You can find me, Krista Risa, on YouTube. My website is galacticfairy.com. Fairy spelled the Middle English way, F-A-E-R-Y. So it's galacticfairy.com. Fairy with an E. Thanks.
Yeah, and she has just uploaded a new trailer to
check it out.
Promote her book. It looks fantastic.
And my trailer, it was made by Chris Love, who works with Spirit Science of Angel Academy. They did a really great job on that. I'm so grateful.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you both again for coming on the show. As always, Arcturian Star Brother Ra and Star Sister Krista, thank you both for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Absolutely, and we'll have you guys back on soon. Hopefully we'll see you soon at the next Starseed Conference coming up very soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Excellent. With that, here's some more. Right back.
An important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show, another amazing show. Thank you all the guests for coming on. And, of course, check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com for the latest news and updates. We've got the Twitter feed on there. Follow my Twitter feed. We have the Facebook page. Like it. Go to the iTunes page. You can download that, the iTunes, or got the podcast page. And also, if you can, leave a comment, like the page. It helps us with the rankings. You could also go to Amazon.com and buy the Android app. So we have the iPhone Android app out, and also go to the Blip TV page, which is also another great outlet to get out some videos. So check those stuff out. And of course, the Cosmic Reunion for Density is happening March 30th and 31st. That's the Temple of Light in Irvine, California. And you can check out portaltoascension.org. And if you enter the special code when you buy a ticket, Starseed, put in the code Starseed, S-T-A-R-S-E-E-D, and you get a 10% discount. There's going to be Laura Eisenhower there, Dr. Dream, Peter Sterling, Sidney Crawford, a great stellar lineup. So check that event out. And to the upcoming guests, we have some amazing guests coming up. We did have to move Diane Gazes because she was sick. Diane Gazes is coming up April 6th. Check out thelightteam.com. I met her when I was down in Florida at the 12 till 12 event. She had amazing information to bring. She has been all over on new CBS and Oprah, I think, and all different talk shows. So she's really a great source of information, really, on all different topics. So we're going to have, a full hour with her. We also have on that show on April 6th, Leslie Remington coming on. You can check out thermalbodyscans.com, some really cool technology that she's going to be talking about when you're talking about looking for cancer, things like that. Using these thermal body imaging scans doesn't hurt the body at all, not like radiation from x-rays, things like that. So we're going to have her on the show to talk about that system. Also, going back a little bit because we jumped ahead, on March 30th, we have Martin joining us from the UK and WinFox about some health and wellness updates. We'll have Barbara Schiffman on yourlifeandyoursoul.com, yourlifeandsoul.com. Also on that show, we have Frank Joseph, ancientamerica.com. Love Frank. He's awesome. Met him down also at the Chichen Itza Adventure in December down at the Crystal Skull Return to Atlantis Cruise. Frank was on there as a speaker. Had him on the show briefly. We're going to have some more time with Frank. And also my good friend Julian Reyes out in California is going to come on. He's Electronic Awakening. On April 20th, we have Costa coming back on. He's with the CE5 contact group. Going to give us some updates on that. And on April 29th, I believe it's Stephen Bassett's hearing. We're going to try to do something with that and get some live coverage out there. So an event to support and check out. And, of course, you can check out the events page on StarCNGRadio.com. And check out our iPhone, Android app, all that stuff to help spread awareness and light. That's what we do here at the station, at the studio. And looking to always expand. So check out the videos we have and the music. I'm always supporting conscious music artists. I'm sorry the DJ didn't make it tonight. The DJ did go out. It was 4 a.m. was his interview out in Ireland. And I'm sure he had a late night on Saturday night. So hopefully maybe we'll have him back again soon. But anyways, we always support conscious music artists, meaning out they put out music with not just about putting out music to become famous or their name, but they're putting out with an intent to heal, to help people, to awaken people. That's the kind of music we like. With that, we're going to end the show with some original techno beats from Ireland, Dublin. And that's it. I'll be with you all. See with you all next week. Light and love. Enjoy. Here's some beats.
Financial uncertainty.